Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning through to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 again, but before I read our passage, let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for this word, and we do pray that as we turn to it and consider it for a brief time today, that you would encourage our hearts with it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Verse 42. So, it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable, what is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the natural, and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are of the dust. And as is the man of heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. Last week we looked at the beginning of this section of the Apostle Paul, and we talked about the fact that Paul put an objection in the mouth of the Corinthians using that question in verse 35, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? And I told you that it's not an actual question, but it's just a rhetorical way of introducing an objection that people make and then answering it straight away. And so Paul now turns to actually answer the question. He sort of dealt with the objection, but now he's going to answer the actual question. What sort of bodies will we have? And firstly, I want you to notice the drastic difference between the here and now and what it will be. And so Paul makes those series of statements. The perishable will be sown, but it will be raised imperishable. We know our bodies perish here, they die here, and they fade away. But a day is coming when that will no longer be. Secondly, he says that what is sown in dishonor is raised in glory. So that which is sown dishonorably, in the sense of our bodies which are broken and corrupted by the fall, will no longer be the case. We will be raised honorable and glorified in our bodies. Then thirdly, it is sown in weakness, it is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. So we go from the weakness in our bodies now that we're all so very used to, that feels so very normal to us, and instead of that, we're going to have power and strength to carry forth our image-bearing status the way we were meant to, the way Adam and Eve did prior to the fall. And then lastly, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. We here and now are physical, but there we will be spiritual, Paul says. Well, what does he mean by that? That seems like a strange statement. He's been talking about the resurrection of the dead, and now he's saying we're going to be spiritual and not physical? Is that what he's saying? No, it's not. In fact, that leads into the next section. Firstly, he sort of lays out the distinctive differences between now and then he points to a different distinction, and that is the distinction of who we will be like. Currently, our bodies are taken after the pattern of Adam, our fallen father. He's already made this connection earlier in the chapter, but currently, all of our weakness, all of our physical limitations, everything that's wrong with us is a result of the sin of Adam, and therefore our sin in him. And so, that's what we're used to, that's what we live in, but a day is coming in which that will be drastically different. The Apostle Paul points to that. And he makes this connection. He says in verse 45, the first man, Adam, became a life-giving spirit. The first man Adam became a living being, the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Then verse 46, it's not the spiritual that is first, but the natural. So he's making this connection. And then the spiritual, the first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven, so we're pointing again to Adam and Christ. As was the man of dust, so also are those who were of the dust, us. and is the man of heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. So he says there's two types of people. Those that are of Adam, that are of the dust. That's you and I. That's everyone that's born as an heir of Adam. But then there's a second category of people. It's those that are under Christ. Those that are under the man of heaven. And what's the conclusion of all of that? Verse 49, just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. You see, in the coming resurrection, here we see it, in the coming resurrection, there is a change that takes place as we're raised from the dead. That work of sanctifying and glorifying the individual is completed. And the person moves from being a child of Adam who is saved to being a child of God made perfectly in the image of Christ. And here is the massive distinctive difference between your body now and your body then. Currently, your body is made in the image of Adam, with all of its foibles, with all of its brokenness, with all of its weakness, with all of its dishonorableness. But then, on that day, it will be made in the image of Christ. Perfect. Spotless. With no weakness. With no imperfections. With the full power of a human being. Without limitations. What a glorious day that will be. That's what we have to look forward to. That's what the resurrection of the dead gives us hope for. When you think about your pains and your weaknesses and your limitations, for those of you who bear sicknesses, this is especially powerful. That one day those things will be taken away. No more will you languish in the image of Adam, but you will thrive in the image of Christ. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for another day. Thank you for your word. We pray that you would cause us to grow into the image of Christ all the more. And we look forward to the coming day when we will fully put him on and be clothed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.